Good afternoon, everyone. It's Pastor Campbell here. Just wanted to take a moment here to continue our series on the fruit of the Spirit. Sorry it's been so long. I just hadn't had a moment to stop and put it out here. So just want to jump on and talk about goodness. I didn't prepare very long discussion here or message, but anyways, the next fruit of the Spirit is goodness. And the very first thing that we have to realize concerning the fruit of the Spirit or concerning goodness is that the Bible says in Romans chapter 3 that there is none good, no, not one. And Jesus said there's none good but God. And so the very first thing that we have to realize, and I think this goes along with every fruit of the Spirit, is that it doesn't come from us. It's not a matter of, you know, Aaron Campbell being able to produce some sort of goodness or moral excellence in my life. And so I have to recognize that goodness is going to come from God. In fact, as I said, it says that there's none good, no, not one. But rather, the Bible does give us a command to be good, to do right. And but we find also that, we find also that the goodness of God is what leads us to repentance. And as we study through the Bible, you're going to find that that God expects us. Amen, Brother Travis. Good to see you. It's amazing how often we use the word good. You know, as I think about that, consider that we use that word, we use that terminology. I've heard people say, "Oh, that was a good movie." And all too often, good is a subjective term in our minds, and we think, "Oh, this is good." Well, I would say that if we were to be very particular on how we would define that word, I would say that we have to define the word good as something that's pleasing to God. And so I don't want to get too far into that because we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And so we have to consider, what is it about God's working in my life and His fruit being displayed in my life that displays goodness? Well, when somebody considers your life and thinks about who you are, you have to ask the question, what am I known for? Am I known for being bad? Am I known for being evil? Am I known for being for doing wrong? Or am I known for being good, for doing good? And again, if there's any goodness in you, if there's any goodness in me, it's not because of me, it's because of God. It's because of the Spirit of God working in me. And in order to develop goodness in your life, first and foremost, as we've talked about before, you must realize that you're not good. You must first and foremost realize that you need the perfection of Christ in salvation before you can begin to see the fruit of the Spirit in your life. You must first be born again. And then once we've, looks like we got some mad faces there. Anyways, you must be born again, first and foremost, in order to be good. And then we begin to see God work in your life and God change your life to become more like Christ. And so as you're developed in Christ and the Spirit of God works in your life, you begin to be good and you begin to do good things. This is a fruit of the Spirit, not a matter of, you know, there's a lot of people that get the wrong idea that, and don't get me wrong, I believe that, I believe in a salvation that does work, that God works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. However, I don't believe in a salvation that is a salvation that comes about by your works. It's a salvation that comes about by God's work. And that is God working in you first and foremost. He brings conviction upon your life, and you understand the truth of the gospel, that you're a sinner on your way to hell, and you need the work of Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary to save you. You turn from dead works to the God that loved you and died for you. And then once you trust Christ, again, like I said, God begins to work in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And so as this takes place, you're going to begin to see good things happening. And when I say good things, I don't mean subjectively good things. I mean things that begin to show Christ working in you. And others begin to see who you are as being one who is good because of God. And so God gets the glory. Again, when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, whatever aspect of the fruit of the Spirit we're talking about, whether love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, and I know I'm not doing it all in order, or temperance, all of those ought to point back to the glory of God, not to me and how spiritual I am, but rather how good a God we have. And, you know, there's many passages that we could look at. We can praise God for His goodness. And I think it was Psalm 107. It says over and over again, oh, that man would praise God for His goodness. I'm paraphrasing there, but we know that that God enjoys our praise, and God deserves our praise because God is a good God. And then as we begin to live our lives for God by His grace, others begin to see God's goodness. And it is the goodness of God, not only in their lives, but the goodness of God in our lives that others see, that lead them to repentance. And so you may ask, in fact, a fellow asked last night at church, he said, you know, I try to witness to my family and friends, and I you know, my family, they just won't listen to the gospel, and I want to know, how can I help them? And the answer to that is, keep on sharing the gospel with them. But they have to see the goodness of God in your life. And then as they see the goodness of God in your life, they'll also experience God's goodness and His mercy as you continue to share the gospel with them. And you keep on praying. And we'll just see as the Lord works in people's lives. But if we're going to see God do a work, we have to be careful not to snuff out His goodness with our wickedness. And so I hope I could encourage you today. Go ahead and share this video with your friends. I'm going to put it on the public site as well. But I just want to encourage you to be good by the grace of God.